This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Hey, all right, one, two, three, and.
Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, good in abundance, overflowing. Today is one of the most important broadcasts that I've ever done and that you will listen to, because we're going to be speaking with and learning from one of the most remarkable human beings in the world, and she will demur and say no, but it's true. She, between her and her husband, they have changed the lives of countless people around the world, only in good. So you are tuned into The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, and you tuned in for one reason only, and it's the best reason, actually, because you care the most in the entire world about you, Y-O-U, which is actually great, because when you're the best you possible, you make the world a better place. You can build more bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love. And you know that by tuning into this show, The Joy of Living, consciously and conscientiously, you will be healthier and wealthier because of it. And so Jack Canfield, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, said to me, hey, Barry, when people listen to you and they follow the three fundamentals of life, they'll be healthier and wealthier. And who doesn't want that? Everybody does. That's why you're here. So we work with these three fundamentals, and they are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. You make a difference when your thoughts are good, when your speech is good, and your actions are good. And the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and simple example, www. Right now, you're watching this over the internet. If you ask anybody, what does www stand for? Invariably, they'll tell you something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, www stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a, is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. A big tip of the hat and a thank you to Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for enabling that song to go viral and touch not just tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. Whenever you hear even the opening bars of that amazing song, what a wonderful world, what do you right away? You smile. You can't help it. Now, smile is one of the most important words you can ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life. And we're going to be speaking this hour a lot about smile, because it makes all the difference in the world, especially to the people we're going to be speaking with and the people that are benefiting from. Now, smile is an acronym. It stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, and invariably when I was speaking to groups, and just before COVID, I was speaking to a group of just over 5,000 people and telling the story of Barry Shore and why it means seeing miracles in life every day. And invariably people raise their hands and say, but Barry Shore, I've been up for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you walk? Can you talk? Do you have water, drink, your food, do you place to sleep, family, friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. What's the simple proof? Simple proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. Why? They died. You didn't. You're watching this right now. By definition, you're alive. And if you're alive, you have an obligation to live exuberantly. That's the point of this. Now, the story of Barry Shores, imagine the following. Standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, that evening, be in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. I became what's known as a quadriplegic overnight, and it was not for an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body. I didn't even know about it the day before. And I was in hospital 144 days. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. My hands, thank God I have them. They don't look like yours, but I have them. 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both of my legs from my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. That was a year and a half. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. I'm a tripod, and I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day, every day. Now, I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. She says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile? S-M-I-E-L. And I thought about it. Smile sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She said, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes, 8-year-old. What was she doing? She was creating the kind of world we all want to live in, or she wants to live in. Create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel, to rethink. Neuro-linguistic programming, rethink, what can I do to be a benefit in the world? That's why you tune into the Joy of Living, to learn to be the best you. Now, before we bring on our amazing guest, I want to share with you that I do use four-letter words. It might make Kathy blush, but I use a lot of four-letter words. I even use the four-letter F-U word, and I do it because it's fun and for the shock value. But the four-letter words that I use, because we live in a world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are live, life, hope, grow, free, gift, pray, play. Those are all four-letter words. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. F-U, capital N, capital N. But people say, Barry Shore. Fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world. The world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, you have a twinkle in your eye, and you have a smile on your face. Remember that stance when you point your fingers like, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. And they'll say, where'd you get that? I listened to Barry Shore, The Joy of Living. He wants to teach the world how to say F-U, capital N, capital N. So before we bring on Kathy, I just want to urge everybody to do the following. We're going to use the two most powerful words in the English language, and we're going to do them, use these words three times a day, consciously and conscientiously. It's going to change the way you think, the way everybody around you think, and it's going to change the world. And these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness, to harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible, he says. So imagine you go into your coffee shop and you order your fancy latte for $5.50, and you sit down and somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. You go to the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte for $5.50, and a few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. You go to the counter, they say, oh, I'm sorry, we're still busy, we forgot, we'll bring it to you. Sit down, a couple more minutes go by, somebody brings it, you still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining, and somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're late for an appointment, you're stuck in traffic, somebody cuts you off. What do you say? Thank you. Get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And I cannot think of anybody that inspires noble deeds, especially from my perspective, than this amazing being named Kathy McGee. Kathy, please say hello to 366,823 people around the world.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here today. And thank you.
Well, and when was the last time somebody said F you to you and you laughed?
Oh, no, but I have some good answers for them now, for sure.
Capital N, capital N.
Fun. Yes.
Kathy McGee is, she along with her husband, Bill, are the founders, the driving force between, for the most powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant organization that I think demonstrates America, the best of America, and the best of humanity. And that is they built 35 years ago something called Operation Smile. Now, you must be living under a rock if you've never heard of it. And I urge everybody to go and look it up. And when you do look it up, don't just look up the information. I want you to see the pictures, because that's critical. Am I right, Kathy? It's the ability to see pictures and understand that what Kathy and Bill do and did and will continue to do ongoing, and that's what we'll discuss today, is they bring true life to kids specifically who are suffering with something that we call a cleft lip, but that's really the beginning of it. So without further ado, I'm going to be uncharacteristic and speak less, listen more, and say, Kathy McGee, would you please give us the beginning, at least the story of Operation Smile, and then we'll go deeper into what's happening now in Virginia Beach and headquarters and the idea of young people and leadership and dynamism in the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you say, my husband and I, we have medical backgrounds. He's a plastic surgeon. I have a nursing degree. And we were asked to go to the Philippines. We had never been out of this country. And I said, I just really can't go. I have five young kids at home and you go ahead. He goes, no. You always wanted to do this. So you're coming with me. So what we decided was to take our oldest daughter with us. She was 13 at the time. So this feeds into the story. And I was like, I don't know what she's going to do. So I took her to our major hospital. I taught her how to scrub in an operating room. I have no idea. No 13-year-old would get into our operating rooms. But anyway, long and short, off we went. We met our team. There were only 14 of us. And I don't know if anybody knows about the Philippines, but there are 7,000 islands in the Philippines.
So let's say that again. Right. It's not the Philippines. It's not a place. It's thousands of islands that people live on.
And you know what? They don't have much, but they are happy. And they do say thank you all the time to us. But we kind of got in there. We hopped islands. We took care of kids. And the last island we went to, 300 kids came around us in this like auditorium. It was hot. All the families were around. So talk about 600 people sort of inching to us in the middle of a room saying, take my child. So we were literally tears coming down our face and we're like, there's 14 of us. How are you ever going to operate on all these kids? But we said, let's just go and do what we can. And the administrator of that hospital said, if you can come back 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we will always appreciate what you can do. So we did what we could, I think maybe 40 surgeries. And my daughter, 13-year-old, guess what she had to do? We added on an extra table and she was my husband's scrub nurse. How would I never, in a million years, you would never think that's possible.
What better way to approach maturity and life and love than by giving and helping, especially helping your parents, your father, your mother, and seeing firsthand transformation.
Tell us
what did people have? Give us an example.
Well, they had everything. That's the amazing part. We were there to do, like you say, cleft lip, cleft palate, but people had tumors. They had tumors coming off their chins, tumors coming off their face, anything. They had no ability to get help. They didn't have any money. People make $1 or $2 a day. And there was, we were it. So we felt so responsible because we did have talent. And we said, you know what? This is it. We will go home. We'll talk about it, but we'll bring more people back with us and we'll finish this. We'll finish these kids and we'll do what we have to do and be responsible. And my daughter, listen, she's 50 years old today. She has never stopped since that moment. She's so appreciative of what she saw, of what the needs are in this world, that she just couldn't stop. She actually, this year, has been getting students out, feeding people across this country, across the world, and getting supplies out. So I have to say, get your kids involved. They will always say thank you to you for doing that.
So Kathy McGee is living proof, in my humble opinion, of three things about America. Number one, giving spirit. Yeah. Number two, grasping responsibility. And number three, taking action. Mm-hmm. See, it's one thing to say, oh, poor people, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe write a check, maybe. But to take action, to grab the bull by the horns, as we say, and to make a difference. See, Kathy McGee is the essence of a mad woman. She is mad. Mad, remember, stands for making a difference. And the fact that Bill says, no, we got to go. Now, it's interesting to harken back 35 years ago. Let's call it, 1985. So 1985, for most people listening to this show right now, Kathy, they weren't alive. Most people.
I think you're right. They probably
weren't. Yeah. They weren't alive because most people listening are under the age of 35, 36. And so they've always lived in a world of abundance. And even though we have, thank God, a very large following in India and China and the Philippines, and again, throughout Africa and Europe, still in all, there's a change in the world from 35 years ago. However, the need today is equally as great.
It is.
And the most important benefit, let's talk about your daughter again, mm-hmm. and your other children, and now the youth that you're impacting. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm going to ask, because I'm very interested, can you remember one or two kids that you operated on either 30 or 35 years ago that now still comes and sees you if you come to the Philippines or wherever you go around the world?
Yes. Actually, we have we have many, but when you go to the Philippines, they're very good about giving testimonies. This is a child you took care of. Let us hear her testimony. So different people gave their testimonies, and this was like our 30th anniversary, something like that. And this child came up, and she was 10 or 11. And she said, you know, I tried to get my palate. She didn't even have a lip, just a palate, which means you can't speak, you don't eat, food just falls out of your mouth. And she said, I tried and tried, I had it once, it didn't work. And what I love to do, I love to sing. So my mom said to me, just go ahead, sing. She said, but when I go to school, everybody makes fun of me, so I don't even want to go to school anymore. I don't want to go there. So the mother was like, okay, but just sing. So she tried, you know, in her room, and she said, you know what? Then Operation Smile came to Cebu in Thailand. And you fixed my palate. And guess what? You know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to sing. She belted out this song and we were sobbing. It was unbelievable that could you ever touch a life like that? It is impossible unless everybody comes together.
So again, this is the genius of, I think, America. Mm-hmm. It is the ability to reach out across time and space and recognize that I am a giving being. My name of this show is called The Joy of Living. And as I say to people, I sum up the joy of living in one word, Kathy, giving. Mm-hmm. See, Operation Smile is, granted, it fixed cleft palate, cleft lips, other surgeries and such like that. But what it does in reality doesn't touch one person.
No.
It touches everybody on the planet. Because the energy that is generated by that being that received that gift is now dispersed everywhere. Mm-hmm. Operation Smile is so emblematic of what every human being can do.
Yes, true.
Everybody can do something. Am I correct on that?
Very true. Just a little bit of giving back. Anyway, it does a lot for you, but let me tell you, it does a lot more for somebody else. It really does.
So let's talk about...
want to share this one story, so because it fits into what you're saying. And we put students on all our teams. So one of the fathers from Utah called us and said, you know, my son, he's going the wrong way. I need you to help me. I need you to take him with you on one of these missions. We were like, fine, we'll bring him. And so he went off to Vietnam, came back. You know, he's landing in Salt Lake and the father is there to pick him up, grabs his suitcase. And this always takes me back because these kids are so affected. He started crying with his dad. And his dad said very simply, you know what, son? You have just witnessed joy in your life. It's the truth. Yeah. And you know,
I'm quoting Kathy McGee, joy.
And today, he is a plastic surgeon in Utah and takes care of children with facial deformities. How great is that? How great is that? The joy keeps giving from that kid.
So this is, it's interesting because my world is words and making acronyms. So JOY, from my perspective, stands for generating ongoing youth.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what you just said. This is transformation, both for the giver, the recipient, and that's the genius, by the way, of giving. The essence of living well is in giving, not with the expectation of anything coming back. Because if you do it that way, then whatever happens is a gift, a true gift from the Lord. And you can appreciate now, especially where you go to, let's say, the Philippines, where people tend to be more religious, and certainly in families, Vietnam as well, but they appreciate life.
Yes.
And that's really what Operation Smile is about. Because again, remember what SMILE stands for, seeing miracles in life every day.
We feel like, you know, if you're giving a smile, your heart has to come into it, because you've got to have heart in order to make that smile possible.
Absolutely. Talk about heart. Kathy McGee is heart and soul. She be a giver on a grand scale. So I want to be conscious of time because it goes by so fast. Let's speak about where you are in Virginia Beach. Now, Virginia Beach is a lovely area because of the pandemic and such, of course, didn't have the kind of summer that you usually have. But it's coming, but hopefully this summer will be better again, and people will be at the beach and record numbers and all kinds of things. But let's talk about the Operation Smile Global Headquarters, what it is, what it does, and how you're attracting youth and leadership, because they tend not to go together. That's how people think. And yet you've turned things on its head and recognized that youth and leadership are inextricably linked.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we're trying to get as many kids out on these trips as possible. When you see the joy that comes from them, they never stop when they get back. So we said, let's put an interactive learning center in our first floor. We do have plenty of room, and it's the greatest space. We started off in a warehouse, you know, and so now we're in this nice building, which we're very appreciative of. And so we had a donor come through, and an older man, he was 90, And I was like, wow. He said, I want to talk about what I'd like to do for the future. So we said, sure. His name is Anthony Burgess. We call him Tony. And so,
excuse me, you mean the Anthony Burgess?
Yeah. Well, kind of. So anyway, he was in the military as a youth and met, he was in Japan, and that's how he met his wife, Hideko. And he just adored her through his whole life. And, you know, when he came back, he worked in the railroad, they did get married. And so he said, I want something in our names. So we have the Anthony Hideko Burgess Interactive Learning Center in our office. And it is a museum, and you actually walk through a mission, and we can get hundreds of kids now on a mission. They actually have a passport, they get a passport, and as they go through, they scan their passport and they get a child. So it's their child. And they walk through a village, and then through the village, they have to pick up water because kids walk for miles and miles even to get water in their house. And so we get them to lift that up, and then they walk into the house of that child. And they can lay on mats because nobody has beds. We look at the how they cook. And then they get into a jeepney. This is how people transport around the Philippines. And it is a, we chose the Philippines because it is our first site. And we brought the cultural center, the Philippine Cultural Center, to do all the artwork. It is beautiful. And so they sit on the bus and they watch either the rice paddies or a video. And then they get off the bus and go to a center where there's screening, and they continue to scan their passport, and they get the temperature of that child, the blood work of that child. They get everything about the medical part of that child. And then they look at, they sit in the screening area and they say, you know what? Your child might be chosen or might not be chosen. And so then they walk into an area where they announce what children will have surgery. Some of them won't be able to have surgery. I think it'll be a shocker for them because they now have taken that child on with, you know, their heart. And so we tell them what we will do, that we have comprehensive centers out there and we'll follow that child. Maybe they had cardiac issues. Maybe they have malaria. There are reasons why we can't take care of them right away. And then they go into an operating room that has all the equipment they can use, anesthesia machines, pulse oximeters, and they are in an OR just like it is in any hospital in our country and get to use all the equipment. And then they walk out in a post-op area, see their patient post-operatively, and then we'll send notes back home. But we will be able to get so many more children on a mission than we could the way we were doing it by sending them out.
And these missions coming to the Interactive Center touch people in the deepest part of their being, don't they?
Yeah, they, because it's a life, right? You have right. Can't speak, doesn't eat. And they're very malnourished. A lot of them do die because they never can eat. So we're trying to get them, you know, into the surgery as fast as possible, because once we close up that palate, they can eat again.
The thought of it is so powerful. It's the good news is it's disruptive to the people coming through this Interactive Center, because they expect, okay, everybody grows up, everybody has running water, everybody has food. I mean, what, you know, drive your car in the freeway, and all of a sudden you come in contact with life for hundreds of millions of people, mm-hmm. and then begin to recognize what bounty is like, what joy is like, yeah. and the ability to just articulate words.
Yes.
What you're doing is we're touching people where we need to touch them without lecturing, experiencing. This is so important, Kathy. I'm looking forward to coming to Virginia Beach at some point.
By the way, have you?
Are you putting this on the web at all, or is it just, it's not possible to translate it that way?
We're going to work on it. It's just finished. We had a company come in from Buffalo. It took them 6 weeks to put it together. So it is like a museum. So for us, we're very excited that we can really more people experience what a mission is. And like you say, 80% of the world lives that way, not the way we live.
So let's just take the numbers you're dropping. We have plus minus 7.6 billion people on the planet. Right. 80% means we're talking about almost 6 billion people do not live like the people that you see as you drive along the streets in Virginia or in Utah or in Florida or in California. It's a different world. And it's the good news is when you recognize that you can go mad, you can make a difference. Every single person can make a difference, literally by doing three simple things. I'm saying it like this. You know, people know what a chiropractor is. You go in, you're not feeling right, and you move that. Okay, now I'm better. We can become spiritual chiropractors. When we align our thoughts in good, and our speech in good, and our deeds in good, we're aligned in good, we now become that cog, what I call a child of God and a channel of goodness. Mm-hmm. And just being cognizant, that's the cog again, just being cognizant of the fact that there is the ability not just to have suffering in the world, but to relieve it, to alleviate it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can help, yes. Give some money. You can learn how to feed people in our own country. You can be an ambassador. Barry Shore is the ambassador of joy. Kathy is the ambassador of hope. Hope stands for helping others progress every day. That's what you are, Kathy McGee. You be hope on steroids.
I feel like, you know what? What keeps me up at night is I have to get to those children. Like you're talking about, it's 80% of the world. They're everywhere. I mean, we've been going to the Philippines so many years. They're still everywhere. We're going to.
By the way, and always will be, but it does. It's not just we help one. And what about the rest? You can help people even when you use your thoughts, your words, and your deeds by sharing Operation Smile, sharing what it means to live well. Share stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. How do you like that one?
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah.
I'm going to do something right now because we have two wonderful sponsors. So I'm going to bring on our sponsors to do that. But everybody, stay tuned. There's more Kathy McGee on the other side of this sponsorship. Don't go away, kids.
Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co, not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends this has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. HonestPets.co. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved beings. As most of you know, I am 72 years chronologically and recovering from being a quadriplegic. But now, to stay active, I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. Hello. Now, you can imagine I know a thing or two about aches and pains. And until recently, I thought they're just part of the fact of life you deal with every day. But then I tried 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking their convenient packs 3 times a day, and I can tell you, I am feeling noticeably better. You hear that? Noticeably better. Relief Factor is giving me more oomph and less oomph. And the secret, I've been told because I investigated, is there are four ingredients. Four key ingredients. Each one supports a different metabolic pathway in the body, which allows the inflammation that I may have to get reduced from my back, my hips, or my knee. And if you have everyday aches and pains, I urge you to check out Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free and designed to be taken every single day. It's not going to hurt your tummy. You can get out and you can stay out of pain. So to make this really easy and to make it so there's no barrier, you really want to do this, go to relieffactor.com/joy, relieffactor.com/joy, and check out their quick start program. It's a three-week program discounted to $19.95, and the founders, a father and son team named Seth and Pete Talbert, they are here to get rid of aches and pains. So do what I did. Go to relieffactor.com/joy. Order the three-week quick start for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have found good in abundance, overflowing. My cup runneth over with good, and it's a human being named Kathy McGee. She and her husband Bill, 35 years ago, went to the Philippines with her then 13-year-old daughter, who now still 35 years later continues to be of service in the world, and started helping people because he is a surgeon and Kathy is a nurse. And they began to help people, first with cleft palates and cleft lips, but now and tumors and now everything. But now we're doing it worldwide. And we're talking about the idea and the implementation of service. I want to talk about service. I want to ask one quick question because I have dozens of questions up on the board here. How many countries has Operation Smile visited?
Well, we are in 60 countries. But we actively are doing surgery in 40 of them. The other
countries, oh my God, only 40.
We're still trying to get to the others, but we're very productive in these countries. And the other countries help us with funding, for equipment, for training. They also send their expertise to help us train. So a lot of help from all over Europe. And different countries that have, you know, grown over the years, and then build centers, then they follow these children for years and years. And during this pandemic, we could count on them. We didn't need to be there. And they're already operating. They've used the COVID rules. They've started operating in at least 10 or 15 of our countries already. So, you know, it's unbelievable what people do have, like you say, in their heart and their ability to, you know, drive it forward to take care of another human being. It's been
one of my favorite acronyms is the word health. Mm-hmm. Health stands for helping everyone achieve life through happiness, because that's what you really do. See, Operation Smile, again, I urge everybody, you need to go to the website, not just to learn about what they do, which is very important. You must see the pictures. Again, you have to be living under a rock not to have seen the ads or the information in magazines throughout the decades. But to see a picture of someone who is suffering in life because of a cleft lip and palate, like you said, not able to eat, not able to sing, not to have a functioning life. And then for people to come in and say, we're here to serve. Didn't even say we're here to help. We're here to serve. And for that being now to be touched by angels, by people coming in, posing as humans, but really as angels. And now understanding what service in life is all about, because that's what we're really here for, right? We're here in service. And for the ability for Operation Smile to share that knowledge of culture, geography, service, medicine, do us a favor, please. Can you
pull out from your, again, voluminous stories, I'm sure, because you're talking about decades. Any one story, let's say, have you been to Ghana?
I have.
Do you have any stories from Ghana? Any particular place that you can pull out a story that says, this was amazing, we had three kids in one family that had such, I'm just making it up.
Well, we do have a child from Ghana that we, actually her whole side of her face was off. You could see her teeth. You just on the side of her face, you could see her teeth. This is from, malnutrition. It eats away. It starts on your face, but it eats away parts when you're so malnourished. I don't think we know what that is in this country.
Right.
That's malnutrition. So we were like, wow, that kid's going to die. So what do we do? So we said, we'll take the child, you know, if the pediatricians can just tube feed her for now, and let's take her to the States. And we will, because there was no one, there was not a intensive care there that we could really do big surgery and follow up. So we brought her to the States, and she had a first surgery. And then when she was here, the woman that was assisting my husband in his office said, you know what, I'm going to adopt her, because we called back there and we said, she needs to be here for more surgeries and do more. And the families were like, we have nothing. Just keep her. If you can give her a life, we'd be so happy to have her live there. She does. She was adopted by this family. And she actually has finished college, has a job, and she just returned to Ghana just a year ago to see her family. She's probably 20 years old, something like that. But, you know, she's a wonderful person, because it wasn't easy for her to walk around with her face, and she did lose her eye. In that, you know, already it was gone. It was all eaten away, the shelf that your eye sits on. So we put a fake eye in. But she's just a wonderful, wonderful human being that can show compassion to another because she's been through it. A happy person, she really is. So we've done things like, can you imagine, she has been through college. We've gotten her all these speaking engagements and taught her how to speak. And so it's just a great life for her, really.
Excuse me. It's a great life for Kathy McGee. Bill, not that I want you to go soon, but I want to be there applauding as you go upstairs and, you know, the good Lord says, yay, the McGees, we love you. But you're right. The idea of malnutrition, it doesn't even enter into our consciousness most. And now, again, I tell you, thank God we have a worldwide audience. But most anybody who's listening to us and watching us now is already in a different strata in their own country by definition, because they have access to the internet and things like that. But if you do live outside the United States, you do recognize, you do see within a very short distance of where you live, anywhere in the world, that these situations are real and they're not isolated. Mm-hmm. And it's really important for us in our country to continue this remarkable tradition of service and giving, because we provide food to most of the world, interestingly enough. But we, more than that, we provide the technology to grow food. So things are changing, interestingly enough, very rapidly throughout Africa. I happen to be close to a couple of countries coming out of Israel, by the way, that have a relationship with countries in Africa to increase their food production and then distribution. So because you're right, a lot of what you're mentioning here, Kathy, can be prevented. We got to take care of it. Now, probably can't prevent cleft lips and palates as easily, but malnutrition, we certainly can. It may even be that oral hygiene makes a difference for people.
Yeah, we actually are working with a donor here. You know, we happen to grow peanuts in this area. And so the company called Birdsong George Birdsong said, I just want to do something. I want to help people. So they prepared these peanut packs. It's called RUTF. It's a ready-to-use packet. And we can take kids that are malnourished and over give them two packets a day over a month or 5 weeks and get them back to health so that we can operate. So there's another human being who came forward with his product. You know how much peanuts have tons of protein in it. And that
peanuts. So only because I'd like to mention that I'm 72 chronologically. So I grew up in the era of heroes were abundant. We didn't tear down statues. One of the heroes was George Washington Carver. Hello. You know, he was the person who not only utilized peanuts as food, he found that 38 or 72 different kinds of ways you can use peanuts, everything from nutrition to making clothing and belts. I mean, peanuts are just a wonder sub. And you're right. And when we grow them, and you now, I mean, just think about what you're saying, Kathy, the ability to deliver clean water and some form of nutrition, even if it's two packs of peanuts per day, can save a life. And life is so precious. We talked about already the three fundamentals in this show that we discuss all the time. Life has purpose. When you can instill into another human being that you have purpose in this life, and just because you've been malnourished or you have a cleft palate or lip or something, it doesn't, God doesn't make garbage. He doesn't make rejects. And you've now grown a human being. That's what Operation Smile to me is all about. Yes, of course, you fix the exterior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're literally saving souls.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And I just want to say one thing. So before, I want to make sure you know that we're 35 years, but we're actually inching toward 40 in a year and a half.
Well, only you could pull that off, kid. Tell us.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, and you know, because all my kids have been involved, we put them out there on missions like when they're 11, 13. So we have five and they're all involved. My one son is a plastic surgeon at USC and he only does cleft lip and palates, and he's in it to win it also. And he said, you know what? I think this is called love and leadership. And I think for the 40th, we ought to open up hospitals that are where no one else goes, where lots of people need healthcare, but the hospital is so bad. So that's what we're going to do, is open up 40 more hospitals that are, they're there, but we're going to fix the infrastructure and train so they can take care of the healthcare in that area where there really isn't much going on as far as keeping people healthy. So
tell 40, us
40 we're calling it.
Mm-hmm. 40 and 40. Tell us an example of a place, one or two places where there's no hospital, there's no infrastructure.
Well, we're trying to take something so we don't have to build, but there's some kind of structure. But we know in India, our director there, Abhishek, is going to look at a couple of hospitals way up country that no one has been going, take a wing on a floor, and fix that wing, put better equipment in it, train, so they can take care of more people in that area. Healthcare, like you're saying, there's 6 billion people out there that have no access. They haven't any access to healthcare. So we're gonna try to at least do our part to open up and
Well, not only you're doing your part, McGee, you're doing your part in spades and on steroids. And I love what your son said. It's, you know, love and leadership. Love is a great acronym. Love is a four-letter word. I love using four-letter words. Love stands for living on vibrant energy, living on the vibrational plane. You see, many people get up out of bed in the morning and they just go through the motions. You're living love. And when you do that, there are no walls. There are no barriers. It's all about in it to win it, as you just said. And it's so indicative of what happens when the spirit of service becomes the animating feature of life. Mm. See, when you think about giving, what can we do? When you ask that question, what can I do? What can we do? The answer is a lot. There is so much to be done. Let's say people coming through the Interactive Center, touching youth for leadership, touching youth to learn about these staggering ideas that we're discussing here that you and I both understand are real. Malnutrition, inaccessible healthcare, water, clean, pure water, which we turn on a tap and it comes out. You can, and somebody could used to make fun, say, you can do that anywhere in the world, just put in a tap. But in some places, nothing comes out. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes what comes out, you can't drink. That's so the nice. Ability to serve other people is what life is for and what life is given to us. So I want to, we only have a few more minutes remaining, and I want to put you on the spot, Kit, and ask you, you got 80 seconds to answer this. You ready?
Oh, no.
Yes. Kathy McGee, what is, in 80 seconds, your most fervent desire?
My most fervent desire is to really get to these children who we don't have access to now. I mean, we know there's 5 million or in our countries, but 2 million others. So 7 million. If we can just get to those 7 million, that would be my greatest desire.
We're going to hear. We're here to make it happen. You hear me, McGee? And that's why you've tuned in to The Joy of Living with humble host Barry Shore. Everything and anything you want to know about Kathy McGee and Operation Smile, just go to the website, www.barryshore.com. All her information is there. Just go barryshore.com because Operation Smile needs you, Y-O-U. And when you do that, you build bridges. You bring more joy, happiness, peace, and love into the world. Kathy, in front of 368,722 people around the world, I'm going to hug you. You ready?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you first what HUG stands for. HUG stands for Harmonizing Unlimited Giving.
Oh, okay.
Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. 1, 2, 3. Roar!
Thank you so much. What a joy you are to be with.
Thank you. And so they say, WWW, what a wonderful world. Remember the three fundamentals. Life is purpose. Go mad. Go make a difference. Unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Smile. Seeing miracles in life every day. That's Kathy McGee. Or seeing miracles in everyday life, like my 8-year-old niece said. Create the kind of world. She's creating the kind of world we want to live in. You can help. Causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Say thank you 3 times a day, consciously, conscientiously, to harmonize and network kindness. Use 4-letter words, love, life, grow, hope, free, play, pray, and tell everybody, F you, capital N, capital N. You'll engage them in conversation. Wait a time and say, hey, Barry Shore said F you to the world, Operation Smile. Kathy McGee, deep in my heart, humbled and honored to be with you today. I'm going to leave everybody with a blessing. You ready?
Yes.
Go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.